Nation is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio. From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us on the news on One Love Radio. The headlines. Aspiring Lusaka mayor promises improved drainages and tougher littering laws. AIPAC urges urgent action over network failures. Israeli strikes in Gaza City kills new head of Hamas military wing. Mohamed Wahbi selects Morocco's 2026 World Cup squad. The news in detail. My name is Kondwani Mapulanga. Aspiring mayoral candidate for Lusaka City, Simon Mulengamwila, says he will, if elected as mayor, strengthen the law on littering to deter people from disposing garbage in drainages. Mr. Mwila has stated that the drainage and garbage situation in Lusaka calls for a mindset shift by residents, hence law enforcement will help achieve this. Speaking on One Love Radio's neighborhood program, Mr. Mwila has also pledged to procure enough tractors for garbage collection and disposal. He has also stated that he will ensure to create underground drainage pathways that are well secured to improve the drainage situation in the city.
For anyone who is found littering or throwing around garbage in these drainage systems, kumukakaba kalamba, or kumulipirisha, a very, very high fine. What are we going to do to ourselves as people? We will deter would-be offenders. Look, I'm saying that I will make sure that we have enough trucks that will collect waste. Where I live, we pay about 130 kwacha. So it's up to you whether Uzaka Ripira 130 Kuriban Fasboro Doba Vijavinyalala for 30 days, or you go and throw that rubbish drainage, Kakuripirisa may be fine of 5,000. What would you choose? We need to break illegal structures that are sitting on drainage pathways. Wantwari Kuro Tumaya and Otuma makeshift. If you go Japa Kupita, you know, then we need to actually encourage more partnerships the way the Bombay was done. We create more of such incentives. It will make sure that flooding is done. Also create underground drainage pathways. Manzi yaenda ikaloka mvula kwa manzi vaenda pa fu vyendo ponya.
The Director General of the Higher Education Authority, HEA, Professor Kajila Sichinsembu, has challenged higher education institutions in Southern Province to stop operating in isolation from the communities around them and to redirect their research and training towards solving the province's most pressing problem, including drought, food insecurity, water scarcity, and lack of affordable building materials. Speaking during a live one-hour interview on Joma Manu radio station 95.1 FM on Friday 22nd May 2026, Professor Chinsembu said relevance is not optional for colleges and universities, it is a responsibility. The remarks were made as part of the Director General's ongoing stakeholder engagement across the country conducted under strategic objective number 2 of HEA's strategic plan 2022 to 2026 for the authority. These engagements are about accountability through ensuring that higher education institutions, HEIs, understand what is expected of them, not just in terms of regulatory compliance, but in terms of their contribution to the societies that host them. In Southern Province, Professor Chinse Mbu said the realities of lower rainfall and recurring drought make it essential that HEI prioritize research into drought-resistant crop varieties, including sorghum, maize and millet, as well as livestock breeding adapted to drier conditions. He went further to argue that HEIs should be producing research into medicinal plants with scientifically validated remedies, developing cheaper and more durable local building materials, and equipping students with the vocational skills to convert the province's natural resources into marketable products. Critically, Professor Chinse Mbu said this cannot happen without community-based learning, which would require a structural shift in how HEIs deploy their students. Students must spend in communities, in industry, and in the field, not just in lecture halls. The message was a direct challenge to HEIs across the province that HEA is watching not just for regulatory compliance, but for real-world impact. Still in local stories, ZCCM Investment Holdings PLC, ZCCMIH, Zambia's listed mineral and energy investment holding company, today announced it has entered into a joint venture agreement with Wonderful Group of Companies Limited to develop and operate an integrated lime and cement production facility through a new joint venture vehicle, Ndola Lime 2026 Limited. ZCCM Investment Holdings PLC Chief Executive Officer Kakenwa Muyangwa says the transaction restores production at one of the Copper Belt's longest standing industrial operations. Mr. Kakenwa, says as Limestone Resources Limited and its predecessor Ndola Lime Company have produced lime in Ndola since 1931, supplying critical inputs to Zambia's copper, construction and agricultural sectors. He has revealed that operational difficulties at Ndola Lime led to insolvency in 2018, and the new partnership is structured to install new state-of-the-art plant and technology, restore reliable production at industrial scale, and re-anchor lime supply on the Copper Belt. He says this will support Zambia's mining industry and the wider revival of industrial activity in Ndola. CEO of Wonderful Group, Huang Yaochi, says this partnership brings a 95-year-old Copper Belt institution into its next chapter as a modern, sustainable industrial operation. He adds that it is a clear example of their active portfolio management strategy in practice. Now, the Action Institute for Policy Analysis Center, IPAC, has urgently called upon the Ministry of Science and Technology to take immediate and decisive action to resolve the ongoing network failures that continue to disrupt communication and economic activity across the nation. IPAC Executive Director Solomon Ngoma says these persistent issues are not only inconveniencing citizens, but are also undermining productivity, business operations, and the broader economy. Mr. Ngoma has further challenged the Zambia Information and Communications Technology Authority, ZICTA, to explain why network providers are not being held accountable for their failure to deliver consistent and reliable services.
It is unacceptable that consumers and businesses continue to suffer from poor connectivity while providers face little to no scrutiny for failing to meet basic services standards. As an institution, we emphasize that reliable communication infrastructure is a cornerstone of economic growth and national development. We therefore urge the ministry and ZICTA to act swiftly, enforce accountability, and ensure that service providers deliver the quality of network services that the people of Zambia deserve.
In agriculture news, an agriculture expert says various government and private sector interventions in the agriculture sector will help boost productivity this farming season and beyond, with the government projecting a bumper harvest in the 2025-2026 farming season. Speaking in an interview with One Love Radio News, smart agriculture expert Dr. Oliver Bulaya says various interventions in the agriculture sector, including the Farmer Input Support Program, FISP, and other initiatives promoting smart agriculture are expected to boost productivity. Dr. Bulaya says the private sector has also played a key role by providing smart agricultural technologies that support land preparation and pest control, especially as climate change continues to present challenges to farming. He further notes that non-government organization NGOs are contributing through annual farmer training programs.